K-Bear 104.1, the Triple C Morning Show, Country Coffee, and Collins with Alaska's Chief Medical Officer.
Hey, it's Dr. Ann Zink. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Dr. Ann Zink. Thank you so much for calling in.
Absolutely.
You know, my wife and I are huge fans of yours. You've been given an incredibly big and important, and I imagine sometimes extremely stressful job. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm just excited to have a conversation with you guys and get information that Alaskans need to know about vaccines, about COVID, about health in general. I'm just excited to have a conversation.
How available are vaccines at this moment?
Vaccines are very available. So anyone 16 and above is eligible to get vaccinated at anywhere in the state of Alaska. And I'm hoping that in the next week that will go down to ages 12 and above. So we are waiting for the FDA review of that data. And I suspect that next week they'll be available. And really, almost every pharmacy has vaccine. There's walk-up sites. There's drive-through sites. You can go to our website, covidvax.alaska.gov, and you can be able to see what sites are there. You're welcome to call our number and be able to get additional information. And now, actually, there's a national, you can text Get Vax nationally and put your zip code in, and it will text you right back with locations near you. And I actually tried it with a bunch of Alaska zip codes the other day, and it seemed to work great. So a couple other options so you know where vaccines are near you and which vaccines are available. There's three different vaccines out there, and we want to make sure that Alaskans have the information and knowledge that they need to make a health decision for them to be safe and healthy and have a really productive, fun summer.
I know, it's sleeves up for summer, and we have so many things planned. How important is the future of our summer and our social gatherings connected with the vaccine for COVID-19?
I mean, the vaccines are our ticket out of this pandemic, 100%. I think one of the things that made me worried early on in this response was that we would get an okay vaccine and this would really continue on. And instead, what we got is three amazing vaccines that are incredibly safe, well-studied. They basically eliminated the bureaucracy in the process of figuring out these vaccines, but kept the good science and data. And now we have them. What they do is they really prevent you from getting COVID-19. They're not 100% perfect, but they do an amazing job, both in real world as well as in studies. The vaccines themselves are destroyed by your body very, very quickly, kind of as soon as that message is there, but they go very, very quickly. And your body results in a very strong immune response. You know, our best protection against this virus and really against most things is prevention. And the best way to have your immune response be strong and reliable is to be able to attack this virus. And the way we do that is to have these vaccines. So if you're vaccinated, you don't have to worry about getting sick from COVID in the same sort of way. Don't have to, you know, have to worry about hospitalization. And then there's all sorts of other things. If you are fully vaccinated, you know, you don't really need to mask while you're hanging around other fully vaccinated individuals. That makes it much safer. If you're fully vaccinated and you say you run a business and someone comes in and is COVID positive, you don't have to worry about quarantining. And that's even true for, you know, kids and sports or day camps. But the fastest way to our economic recovery is to have healthy and well people, and that is not having COVID circulating around, and that allows tourism to come, that allows businesses to stay open, that allows travel, that allows, you know, we need to gather as people, we need to support each other, we need businesses open, and the best and fastest way to do that is by people getting vaccinated.
So when you got your first taste of freedom after your vaccine, what did that celebration look like for you and your family?
I think the first thing I did was honestly give some of my really close friends big old hugs and spend time with them. I missed them. You know, we would, you know, go for runs and do things together, but apart until we were vaccinated. And man, it just felt so good to say we're back. You know, to make it a little bit personal, you know, unfortunately, a really close family member has recently gotten diagnosed with an awful cancer. And I can't tell you how grateful I am for vaccination. You know, we've been able to support him and be around him in so many ways without having to worry about COVID because the adults are vaccinated. And that has just made all the difference in our family's ability to respond to a really awful disease. So there's things that you may not even plan about that just eliminating COVID as a worry within that makes all the difference. I've been really recently just so grateful to having so many people that I know and love being able to be vaccinated so that we can be able to support each other other ways. So it's our ticket out.
Yeah, it sounds like that the vaccines are a way for us to get our community back for this summer. So sleeves up for summer, everybody. Dr. Ann Zink, thank you so much for calling in.
Well, I really appreciate it. I really want to make sure Alaskans have the information that they need to know that these are incredibly safe. I'm always happy to come back to talk about other questions, but thanks for taking the time. And sleeves up. Let's have a great summer. Let's get vaccinated now, and let's move forward.